Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. One of the keys that we have been trying to turn fully is the key of traveling. And what we do when we travel, how do we travel, and everything in between. We are looking at a hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salamullah. It's a very lengthy hadith. It's about maybe a page and a half. And in that page and a half, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam talks about a traveling, but not from him. Rather, he quotes the will and trust that Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the wise, gave to his son in terms of traveling. It's a very beautiful piece. It's a very beautiful piece of instructions that we need to read. I would try to go through as much as I can, but I would leave it to you to Google it, read it, and learn something from it, because it's truly beautiful when it comes to traveling. So he says to him, إِذَا سَافَرْتَ مَعَ قَوْمٍ. If you travel with a group of people, there are a number of things you need to do. One, فَكْثَرْ إِسْتِشَارَتَهَمْ فِي أَمْرِكَ. Constantly, a lot of the times, many times, ask them, take their advice into your affairs. وَأُمُورَهُمْ. And in their affairs. So take their advice, give them advice. Because with advice, we grow. We don't have to agree, but at least it opens a new perspective to us into the things that we might need to do. And sometimes a person might tell you like one piece of information that can change the way you think, the way you go on about doing things. So taking the advice of others has always been something that the Ahlul Bayt emphasize on. وَأَكْثَرَ التَّبَسَّمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ. When you're traveling with them, he says, constantly smile on their faces. They get tired. And because of them getting tired, sometimes their mood changes. When they see you tired as well and your face is frowned upon, they also kind of feel more depressed. So smiling makes it easier for them. And then he says, وَكُنْ كَرِيمًا عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ بَيْنَهُمْ. And when it comes to your food, be generous, share with them. وَإِذَا دَعَوْكَ فَأَجُبْهُمْ. And if they invite you, accept their invitation, because sometimes I've done this myself. When I travel with people, I say, share with me this. They're like, no, thank you, because they're embarrassed. Luqman says, no, don't. Make them feel good. Accept their invitation. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَانُوا بِكَ فَأَعَنْهُمْ. If they ask you for help, then help them. وَاسْتَعْمِلْ طُولَ السَّمْتِ. And always use silence as a mean, as a tool that you use with them. The less you talk to people during traveling, the less fights you will have, the less arguments you will have, the less mistakes you will make. Because during traveling, when someone talks too much, first, maybe it annoys and bothers other people. Second, when people get tired, they don't want to listen to people. They just want to rest. And we just keep talking and talking and talking. So we need to calm down a bit. So he says to him, be quiet. وَكَثْرَةَ الصَّلَاةِ. And always during traveling, make sure they constantly praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes your travels easy. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که این رو گفته بارم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. So we are listening to the trust and will of Luqman the wise to his son when it comes to traveling. And then he says to him, and then when it comes to your mule, which today is a car, or water, or food, don't be stingy. Share with them. Give them a ride. Help them out. You know, take care of the people that are traveling with you. And then he says, وَإِذَا اسْتَشْهَدُوكَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ فَاشْهَدْ لَهُمْ. If you are with them and something happens and they ask you to be a witness to what has happened, obviously in the haqq, in the truth, he says, be there. Be a witness for them. وَجْهَدْ رَأْيَكَ لَهُمْ. And put the most effort when it comes to giving your opinion. Sometimes a person could ask me for an opinion, and because I'm tired, because I can't be bothered, I give them something very shallow, very simple understanding of things. I'm like, this is how it is. Just trying to get them away. Luqman says, don't do that. Actually, give them the best that you can. And this is when they give you and ask you for an advice, go out of your way. Whether you are eating, whether they are drinking, whether they are, you know, sleeping, make sure you use your faculty of thinking to give them the best answer. And he says, and use your wisdom in trying to give them advice. So when it comes to advising other people, especially those who are traveling with us, we have to be very, very careful. Now, I want to skip more of this because it's long. We want to go to a very important part of traveling with people. And he says, Ya Bunay, my dear son, إِذَا جَاءَ وَقْتُ الصَّلَاةِ فَلَا تُؤَخِّرَا لِشَيْءٍ. When time for prayer comes, do not delay it for anything. وَصَلِّهَا وَاسْتَرِحْ مِنْهَا. Pray it and be comforted by doing it. When it comes to salah, especially when we're traveling, we always delay it. It's okay, I'll get home and pray. It's okay, I still got time. It's okay, I can do it later. Why? Salah is a timely act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the time for salah. Come and pray. And alhamdulillah, now when we travel, whether we travel by car, we can always stop at a mosque, or we're there, even when we are traveling in a plane, you can always go at the back of the plane and pray. And prayer is much easier to perform when traveling these days. Unless, obviously, there are absolutely no place to pray, or it's not impossible to pray, then you wait until you get to your destination and pray. But beside that, the advice is always pray on time. And then he says to him, فَإِنَّهَا دِينٌ, for the salah itself, فَإِنَّهَا دِينٌ أَوْ دَيْنٌ. It is a debt that you need to repay to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make sure you repay it on the due time. وَصَلِّ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ وَعَلَوْ عَلَى رَأْسِ زَوْجٍ. And since there's a group of you traveling, make sure that you pray in a jama'ah form. Even if there are two of you, three of you, Do it jama'ah. You got nothing to lose. You actually increase the hasanat. We will leave with this, and inshallah, we will continue with this program in other episodes. But I do advise you to please read this beautiful hadith of Luqman. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.